أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر، بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيره. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about the condition of insan on the day of Qiyamah. His whole life in this world, he spent asking this question, when is the day of Qiyamah? When would this day come? How would it be? Etc. And hence, when the day arrives and when man is ushered onto the plains of resurrection, then he will ask, Ayn al-Mafar? Where is the place to flee? Where is the escape? Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks again very briefly of some of the happenings that will take place on the day of Qiyamah. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. Man, insan, will be informed on that day of what he sent forth and what he had left behind. What he forwarded and what he had left behind, both of those things man will be informed about them. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes a very, very powerful impression on our minds. And that is that the deeds of our lives, all of it, we will be informed about it. We will be told how we acted on this world, in this world. We will be told about whether our deeds had a specific niyat or no niyat. We will be told about the quality of our deeds, etc. In other words, that information will come to us. What is of interest here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided all this information into two. Bima qaddama wa akhar. What man has sent forth and what man has left behind. What man has sent forth is easily understood, that the deeds that we carried out in this world, those deeds obviously were sent forth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were sent to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And obviously, this whole world will crumble. The mountains will crumble. The skies will crumble. Everything will come to an end. But one thing for sure, whatever our deeds are, those will be kept safe by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. That whoever carries out an atom's bit of good, that he will see. For sure, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever carries out an atom's bit of evil, that also for sure, that individual will see that on the day of Qiyamah. So that will be safe by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What is of interest is wa'akhar, and what he leaves behind. Now what he leaves behind has two meanings. One is this, that he left the deed behind. He left the deed behind will mean this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him the opportunity to carry out a deed, but he squandered that opportunity. He did not take that opportunity to carry out that deed. For example, there was the opportunity for someone to have performed a 2 rakats of salat, but instead of doing that, he squandered that time in something else, and hence, that was akhar, he left it behind. In other words, now, it was not forwarded to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform him on the day of Qiyamah, that do you remember on a certain time, at such and such a place, this was the opportunity for you to have carried out this particular deed, but you squandered that opportunity, you wasted that opportunity, so we will be informed about that also. Then Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they spoke about wa akhar, what man had left behind, would be whatever good or bad we left behind, insofar as initiation of ways and traditions, etc. If we had initiated the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an environment, for example, where the sunnah was not being practiced upon, and a person had gone there and he had begun practicing upon the sunnah, and then others had followed him, In other words, he had livened up the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then that is wa akhar. He has left that now as a good legacy, and he will be rewarded for what he had carried out. And then thereafter, whoever carries out whatever he had left behind, all of that reward will come to his account, and he will be fully informed about it. If he had, for example, some funds, and he put up an Islamic institute according to the Shariat, according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had passed away and he had left this world, his deeds in his qabr will come to an end. But what he had left behind was that institution, and then those who teach and those who study, all of it, he had left behind, and that is the good legacy that he would leave behind. And like that, we can take numerous examples. A person purchases a Quran Sharif and he gives somebody, and that person reads. Now we are gone, but that is wa'akhar, what we had left behind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for that. And those are the perpetual reward, what we will call sadaqah jariyah in our terms. Then also wa'akhar is sometimes, unfortunately, we leave an ill tradition, we leave a bad tradition, we leave a wrong tradition. For example, an innovation or a practice against the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now we are gone, and then others begin to follow the wrong that we had left. Allah Ta'ala save us. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will show us, no matter how much good deeds we had had, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that whoever has left a bad tradition and others had obviously followed it, then he will be questioned and punished about it. He will have to carry that burden and the burden of those who had practiced upon it. So يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرَ. That on the one hand, man will be informed about his deeds, and man would have known about his deeds also. So here the deeds have been divided into two categories, what we sent forth and what we leave behind. Intellectually, it will only be correct for us to try, especially in this month again, we ponder about this, that what we have sent forth into the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we do it with ikhlas and we do it with sincerity. And then we should also be careful, and we should be mindful, and we should be actually having the zeal and enthusiasm to leave behind good traditions, to leave behind good, so that that perpetual reward will continue after we have left this world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sahab will carry on with the program.